You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810, and we're going to talk about, well, there's so many stories today. At least it's not mayhem today. Well, but we will begin with Roger Ailes, the chairman of Fox News. Looks like he very well might be pushed out. Ryan Kearns from Wild About Trial in Los Angeles is my guest. Thank you very much for joining me, Ryan.
Nice to have you. Thank you.
Now, this all began with Gretchen Carlson, and she has accused Ailes of sexual harassment. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play a brief clip here. And this is it's a montage of Gretchen Carlson's co-host being sexist on Fox and Friends. And you can hear Steve Ducey and Brian Kilmeade. And trust me, you know business, show business, like I know show business, Ryan. When Gretchen brings up HR, those two letters, they're in trouble. Let's take a listen to this.
You know, I was at LaGrange last night, and some guy came up to me and said, I saw you on Fox and Friends this morning. Is Gretchen as cute in person as she is on TV?
And what did you answer, America?
Gorgeous, gorgeous. Look at her today. Beautiful dress. You look wonderful.
All women should be reading bra stories.
Right.
But then again, some men are experts at bra.
You learned that in Broadcasting 9. Bra stories defer to the babe.
Doesn't waxing hurt?
It does. He looks at me for that.
We'll try that on an upcoming episode of Fox and Friends.
Do you like a woman masseuse or a male masseuse? Just so I know.
Oh, my God.
Not on TV.
I'm not going to.
You don't answer.
You know what? Now, Laura, now you know what I go through. Right, would you like to correct yourself on that other talking point about men being dominant?
Oh, we don't have any time. I wish I did. We're running over.
Okay, because HR's on the phone because you called me a skirt.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to read that manual again. It was the only sexist person that came on here and made you laugh. All right?
Well, other than sit next to you every day.
Right, that's true. I'm not.
What?
I'm having fun with it.
You're a just sexist.
Yes.
Okay.
I jest that I'm sexist.
Just in time.
I think we should read the headlines.
I think it's just you.
Okay.
Okay, Ryan Kelly, that's pretty damning.
Yeah, that's pretty awful. Although I think a lot of people that have watched Fox News over the years wouldn't be extremely surprised to hear that there's some sexist conduct happening behind the scenes. And it's not surprising when you hear that and you kind of feel the uncomfortable level that that Gretchen Carlson feels on the stage here, that maybe this sexism level and this harassment stems from the top. We found out just recently that it came all the way from the top with Roger Ailes, who's the chairman of Fox News, and seems to have trickled down through the entire atmosphere at Fox, which now that we've seen these lawsuits coming out from Gretchen Carlson, we've heard some other stories, the floodgates may very well open and take out a big portion of this Fox News contingent.
I want to tell you something. So here's the headline on Fox right now. Fox News drama. Top talent could walk with Roger. That includes Hannity, Gretchen Carlson, and Bill O'Reilly, all because they have a clause in their contracts that would allow them to depart if Roger Ailes were to leave the network. And, according to the two people briefed on the dispute said, according to the Financial Times. So this could be a complete reshwank.
Yeah, this could reshuffle the entire deck over at Fox News. And there may be people who do decide to go with Roger Ailes and exercise that part of their contract. And there may be some people that see the departure of Roger Ailes as a blessing for them. And that maybe there's a large culture shift in the Fox hierarchy, with the spotlight shining on them right now with all these allegations of sexual harassment. This could be the best possible time for young female talent to come through when they're trying to do their best as a network to showcase that they're not sexist. So there may be more opportunities coming through for women at Fox now in a better culture than they've ever had there.
Okay, well, I want to discuss Megyn Kelly for a second because she has been very suspiciously quiet. And by the way, she's become something of a feminist icon, I think, thanks to her tangles with Donald Trump. We all know about that. But
yeah,
many inside Fox say she's the future of the network, and she's currently in contract negotiations. And given that Bill O'Reilly said he might be retiring, well, I don't think Fox can afford to lose her. But she is the biggest one who has been conspicuously silent. Her refusal to join in Ailes' orchestrated defense has led to speculation about why. And now we have the answer, according to New York Magazine. According to their two sources briefed on parent company 21st Century Fox's outside probe of the Fox News executive, it looks like, allegedly, she said that Roger Ailes made unwanted sexual advances towards her about 10 years ago. And when she was a young correspondent at Fox, Kelly, according to the sources, she was harassed by Ailes, and they went into detail.
Yeah, this is when you really saw the tipping point in this story. We had talked previously about Gretchen Carlson's lawsuit. She had filed the lawsuit. It got a lot of press. But you could see all the major names lining up in support of Roger Ailes. A lot of the news anchors that had lined
up. Neil Cavuto did, and so did Bill O'Reilly publicly. It was like the good old boys rounding the ship.
Yes, Gretchen Sostrand lined up. There were a lot of people there to support their fearless leader. And then the golden child, Megyn Kelly, who had really become the face of Fox News and a lot of their coverage. And when she comes out with the allegation saying that Roger Ailes had propositioned her, when she said it, that was really, you couldn't ignore that anymore. And then all of a sudden you see Rupert Murdoch and his sons coming into play. And it seems like Megyn Kelly's allegation, after all that Gretchen Carlson did to set it up, that could have been almost brushed under the rug. And then you come out with this allegation from Megyn Kelly, and that just topples the giant.
Right. And I want to play something to you. This is David Falken, Phil, from NPR, and he talked about a leg cam on Fox News some time ago. Take a listen.
One of the things that I learned, it just didn't happen to make the cut in the book, but there's a camera that they have, and what they do is basically they I'm told this is absolutely true. They sort of assort the women who are going to be on, because there's a slightly rotating cast of characters, although there are really some fixtures, by basically the degree of attractiveness, and particularly the degree of attractiveness for the legs. And I believe it's the seat on the front right where, having arranged this hierarchy, they put the woman with the best legs there, and they have a camera that goes directly for the legs. Hmm. And so essentially they have what they call the leg cam, and that is to accentuate the sleekness of design of that particular person on air. So if you're asking whether attractiveness is a part of the formula, I would say you bet.
And kaboom. So what happens? There's going to be a golden parachute probably for Mr. Ailes, I would imagine.
Absolutely. That's exactly what's going to happen. Although it's not surprising to hear the leg cam stories when you read the lawsuit from Gretchen Carlson,
right,
where she says that anytime women come and talk to him, he makes sure he stays and sits down. Roger Ailes says that he stays sitting down, so the women have to bend over when they come and talk to him. That's the kind of atmosphere and the kind of superficial culture they have going on with the women over at Fox News. But yes, undoubtedly, Roger Ailes will get some sort of significant severance package to go and spend his twilight years however he'd like to.
Okay.
It does seem like he's going to be out.
Okay. So, and then obviously Gretchen Carlson will be out, but I have to ask you as a legal eagle, and we got about 30 seconds here, Ryan Kearns, how is Gretchen Carlson going to make out with this? Because they're going to settle. They got to settle, right?
Now that it's gotten to this point, they're absolutely going to settle. Now, it still seems like her contract should be subject to the arbitration clause, and she should have to go to a neutral arbitrator. So she may have to resolve this case with a neutral arbitrator, but the chances of her winning are significantly improved. Now that the NDA has been removed, there's this deluge of evidence that's going to be in support of her sexual harassment claims. Her case just got night and day better, and she's going to come out with a pretty penny in her pocket.
Cha-ching. Ryan Kearns from Wild About Trial. Don't go away. When we come back, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift versus Kim and Kanye. That's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. First, with a look at traffic, here's Lee Gray.
Drex on the next generation of KGOA 10.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world on the KGO app. Download the app today, and we KGO go where you go. And back with Ryan Kearns and Wild About Trial. Everything to do with anything about trials is at wildabouttrial.com. So we want to start with the conversation about, will Taylor Swift file criminal charges over her leaked Kanye call? This all started that, you know, a bunch of Snapchat videos tried to prove that Taylor Swift knew about Famous ahead of time. And there's videos of Kanye on the phone with Taylor asking her if it was okay. The problem is we don't actually see him telling her about the line being open, and she could have a problem with that. I mean, in the song, she said, Kanye makes this reference, I made that bitch famous. And he only gives her the me and Taylor might still have sex line. So Taylor responded last night and called the whole thing character assassination. And then things changed a little bit today. But let's take a listen. So this is, we're actually eavesdropping on that conversation.
This one is for all my Southside that know me best, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex.
Yeah, I mean, go with whatever line you think is better. It's obviously very tongue-in-cheek either way. Being awesome that you're so outspoken, they're going to be like, yeah, she does. It made her famous. You know, but it's more provocative to say might still have sex. Because
thing to have.
I know, definitely. It's like a compliment, kind of.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you telling me about it. That's really nice.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I just had a responsibility to you as a friend, you know. And, I mean, thanks for being, like, so cool about it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Like, the heads up is so nice.
Relationships are more important than punchlines, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, if people ask me about it, I think it would be great for me to be like, well, she called me and told me the line before it came out. Like, jokes on you guys, we're fine.
All right, Ryan Kearns, I don't know which one is worse. Where do you stand on this?
You know what? There's always the argument this is all publicity stunt at the end of the day, and nobody's going to actually try to file a lawsuit or charges against it. But it's really gotten to the point right now where it seems to be a legitimate divide between the two of them. And if Taylor Swift really didn't know that she was being recorded at the time, and we can't tell, there's no evidence from the videos that have been posted that Kanye informed her that she was being recorded, or that she even knew anybody else was around or on the phone. That's important. If she didn't know and she was secretly recorded in the state of California, which is a dual consent state, it requires both people to know that they're being recorded. It's a criminal act, and Kanye can be arrested. He can face up to a year in county jail and a pretty serious fine. If, on the other hand, Taylor Swift knew she was being recorded, or as Kanye seemed to be surrounded by other people.
Right. Rick Rubin was in there, and he speaks up several times.
If she's aware, if she does not have, and the actual statute, it's really interesting. It says, you know, if you may reasonably expect a communication could be overheard by somebody else. If that's the case, then she doesn't have an expectation of privacy.
That's
and
correct.
There's no criminal charges against him. So she's in a really difficult spot. Kanye's got a pretty good defense to that argument. The interesting one, Drex, is who actually posted it, which is Kim Kardashian online. And there's a separate criminal statute that just says if you're not a part to a telephonic communication, so if she wasn't a part of that call, regardless of who's there, and you disclose that and you posted it without permission online or you published it somewhere else, that's a criminal offense. And that doesn't have the same defense of expectation of privacy.
Oh, how much fun is this? Because I have the preview clip from Keeping Up with the Kardashians where Kim accuses Taylor Swift of lying when she said she didn't know about Kanye's song Famous before it came out. Take a listen to this.
I never talk about anyone, like, publicly, like, especially in interviews. But I was just like, I've so had it. I just felt like I wanted to, like, defend him in it because it's like she legitimately, quote, says, as soon as I get on that Grammy red carpet, I'm gonna tell all the press. Like, I was in on it.
And then she just didn't like the reaction.
Yeah, and, you know, just another way to play the victim. Definitely got her a lot of attention the first time. I just don't think that he should be punished for it still to this day. Yeah, I'm just, like, speaking the truth. Like, he called her, spoke to her. She even helped him, like, rewrite, you know.
Yeah.
It's so wild.
And you think the RNC Trump convention's a mess? This is just like Hollywood out of control, you know.
It's unbelievable.
Put it in a blender and hit fast. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular, and it kind of goes the idea of, you know, Taylor Swift, maybe if she wants to believe, and whatever side you take on this one, if Taylor Swift believes that a phone call she has with Kanye West, who's married to Kim Kardashian, if anything she says to them or anything she does around them is private, you're out of your mind. And their whole lives are on television. There's cameras following them and recording every single thing that they do. So if she was trying to assert that she thought it was a private conversation, she's got an uphill battle, and Kanye's lawyer is going to push that button pretty hard.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing, because you're absolutely right about that. Because obviously, when you start hearing all of this, you get to where you were going. There really is no expectation of privacy, which blows an entire, I think, and you tell me, Ryan, it throws the whole lawsuit thing out the window.
Well, it throws a lot of it out the window. There's still on the posting of the video online, right? That Kim Kardashian could still be liable. Whoever posted it, they can be liable by criminal statute for civil damages. It's actually included in the criminal statute. So there could be a lawsuit that goes forward. But if you think that whatever money, whatever damages, there's a $5,000 cap on one of them, on one of the claims. If that money means anything to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, compared to the publicity that they're getting from
this, they don't care.
It's the easiest, they don't care one bit. That doesn't bother them at all.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I wanted to run this by you, Ryan Kearns, because you're a Legal Eagle guy. There is an app, and I was told about it, and I downloaded it. It's called Tape a Call. And so if you're on the phone call with somebody and you want to tape them, you tap the app and then hit merge. But it's still, there's a beep, which the other person hears. And I think that says that there's consent. Am I right about that or not?
The beep isn't enough for most people. It's not common knowledge enough at this point. You still need to let them know. You need to inform them that, you know, I'm going to be recording this phone call. It's the same way when you're talking to a telemarketer or you're calling your bank and they say, we're going to record this for security purposes or for training purposes. That's the reason why, because in California, you do require both sides to do it. Even if you're going through a divorce and you want to record, you know, some other statements that that your former, your ex-partner is making, you may think, I'm going to use this as evidence going forward in the case. But if you don't inform them that you're recording them, not only can you be subject to criminal charges, but you can't use that. That recording is inadmissible in any criminal or civil case.
So it's not just the beep. Yeah, right.
It's not just the beep.
Well, there is one interesting thing. I mean, for instance, radio and television, including KGO and all radio stations everywhere here in America, it is assumed consent. When you call a radio station, you give up your rights. It's assumed intent that we are going to record or air you.
That's any time that you're broadcasting. So anytime you're on a public, if you're going on TV, you're going on radio, even if you're on a large conference call that's being broadcast somewhere else, right? That's not just the parties that are involved. Then you don't need to get the consent of everybody involved because they're assumed it's going to be recorded. But even if there's a few people, if it's an individual conversation, if there's an expectation of privacy from anybody in that room that's a part of that phone call, then you have to get the consent of each person in California or it's a crime.
All right. Thank you very much, Ryan Kearns from Wild About Trial. I thank you, sir, and we'll talk again soon. Stand by. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGO 810.